Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is an excellent story out of Reality Check posted up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Death of the free internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. I'm going to cover part of this article in one moment. But first, let me, in most basic of terms, give you the declared, publicly stated plan by a consortium of universities, corporations, and governments. This is very, very important. 6 years ago, I learned of an organization called Internet Tube. They've met in London, Austin, Texas, Tokyo, Chicago. This consortium puts out a declaration each year, the Internet is dead, and we killed it. They report that they have built and were building over the last 10 years, but I learned of it 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I guess it was about in 2001, so I guess it's almost 7 years, that they are building a new high-speed internet grid. The phone companies and the government and the universities are working together to do it, and that they are going to force the old internet traffic over onto that system and not upgrade the original switching hubs and systems within what we knew as the organic internet. Now, when Cogent and Level 3, just a couple of years ago, were in a fight for a week and a half, about a third of the internet was down. Remember that? That was just two backbone providers who were smaller, by the way. There's scores of them not letting traffic go over each other's systems because they were in a fight with each other, and it crippled the internet. Well, if they would have just passed a law ending net neutrality a year ago, you would have seen the internet descend into that overnight. So there's a lot of different facets that Internet 2 is using. But they don't want to do that till Internet 2 is fully in place. Now they have built Internet 2, and they're going to say, well, you come over here and get on this internet, but you've got to be tracked. Your ISP's got to be tracked. You're going to be taxed. You've got to pay to be on this internet. There's only going to be a few thousand websites and choices on this internet. Some people will be allowed to have sub-sites on those, like MySpace, but you'll sign a contract where they can restrict you or control you or automatically block certain keywords or videos. This is all being announced. And so the internet, as you know it, is being ended, is being dismantled. Then Time Warner and Comcast in Texas and New York and other places, as well as England, two big internet providers, have announced they will control and give preferential treatment to go to certain classes of websites, big corporate sites, but slow down or block altogether other individual sites that aren't on these master lists. So it's a filter they make you go through. Say if you're on Time Warner Cable in Austin, you'll notice if you type in a wrong URL, it's on a computer error on your screen now. You're on the Time Warner screen. They're now directing everything through their system. Do you understand? It's just amazing. And so they've got a multifaceted attack that they are carrying out. They're forcing everybody over to Internet 2 where they can regulate, control, tax, trace, everything you're doing. Make you pay to get on. While they don't repair the old hubs, while the companies start ending agreements with each other saying, well, we're allowed to let Internet 1 die, and then forcing you over to Internet 2. But that isn't killing things fast enough for them. France, England, Canada, China, and scores of other nations are building firewalls with tens of thousands of names, websites, and systems from Infowars.com to the BBC that are being blocked out. There's other censorship. Companies, universities, schools, libraries, city free Wi-Fi systems that aren't free, you pay for it with tax money. They're now getting master lists and blocking things. So, see, it's a whole witch's brew of systems to bring it down. But now there's been new developments. We will cover these huge developments on the other side of this break. This is how they are killing the internet right now. It's happening now. You're not going to have to wait to see it happen.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Dr. Nick Begich joining us in about 5 minutes. I'm going to bring this up to him and get his take on it as well. The death of the free internet is imminent. Canada will be the test ground. So I've gone over the basics. They're trying to end net neutrality. They want to cover that and just label it differently by saying, well, companies have a right to not service and feed these old systems into other companies. We're just moving on to a more advanced but more limited and more elite network. And, yes, this is a private/governmental network, and so you don't have free speech on this system. And then they also have censorship of speech and prosecution of speech and calls to tax the Internet. And to control how much you can download or how much you can surf. But now the two big telecoms in Canada, France is also calling for this, have now come out and said, we're going to limit the number of sites you can go to, period. See, there you go. Just to end that wild surfing. Because it's killing the mainstream media. That's one of the big reasons. It is discrediting the establishment. DARPA dubbed it in the 80s, the World Wide Web, after they'd fully developed it and launched it, because they wanted to use it as a worldwide wiretap. And they've done that. But people aren't intimidated and aren't scared by all that we're spying on you, we're watching you, we're tracking you. People said, so what, tyrants? Okay, follow me, track me, go to hell, is basically what they've said. So now they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just get rid of it. Death of the free internet is imminent. Canada will be the test case. In the last 15 years or so, as a society, we have access to more information than ever before in modern history because of the internet. There are approximately 1 billion internet users in the world, and any one of these users can theoretically communicate in real time with anyone else in the planet. The internet has been the greatest technological achievement of the 20th century by far. Yeah, it's bigger than the A-bomb, and has been recognized as such by the global community. The free transfer of information, uncensored, unlimited, and untainted, still seems to be a dream when you think about it. Whatever field that is mentioned, education, commerce, government, news, entertainment, politics, countless other areas have been radically affected by the introduction of the internet. It lowered the playing field, and the elite are losing the ballgame now, so they're going to turn over the checkerboard. I added that part. And mostly it's good news, except with poor judgments are made and people are taken advantage of. But that happens with freedom, folks. It's much better than tyranny. Security and oversight are needed, especially when children are involved. However, when there are potential profits open to corporations, the needs of society don't count. See, they're hijacking the web we paid for and we built. That's the key here. Take the recent case in Canada with the behemoths Telus and Rogers rolling out a charge for text messaging without any warning to the public. It was an arrogant and risky move for the telecommunications giant because it backfired. And that's the key. You've got to leave them when they do this. Because once they all do it, you can't escape. Because actually use internet technology to deliver a loud and clear message to these companies, and that was to scrap the extra charge. The people use the power of the internet against the big boys, and the little guys won. However, the issue of text messaging is just a tip and a tiny blip on the radar screens of Telus and another company, Bell Canada, the two largest internet service providers, or ISPs, in Canada. Our country is being used as a test case to dramatically change the delivery of internet service forever. So is Texas. The charge will be so radical, and the change will be so radical, that it has the potential to send us back to the horse and buggy days of information sharing and access. In the upcoming weeks, not months, watch for a report in Time magazine that will attempt to smooth over the rough edges of a diabolical plot by Bell Canada and Telus. Now listen to me carefully, folks, this is huge, to begin charging per-site fees on most internet sites. See, they're going to charge you to go to InfoWars and Prison Planet, but you won't be charged to go to Time Warner. They admit that. Thousands of the big boys are going to pay fees to be listed, and if it isn't on the allowed list on the firewall, then you don't go there. Well, see, then next it'll be you're not allowed to go there. Canada's already called to block my website and others. The plan is to convert the internet into a cable-like system where consumers sign up for specific websites and then pay to visit sites beyond a cutoff point. Now, they have links to the announcement. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen, and if they're able to get this over on the well-meaning, jolly, head-in-the-clouds Canadians. I mean, Americans are completely ignorant and brainwashed, but Canadians tend to be more informed on international politics, but have no idea how tyrannical their government is, because it's velvet-fisted tyranny. The corporate marauders will iron out the wrinkles in Canada and then spring the new, castrated version of the internet on the rest of the world, probably with little fanfare except for some dire warnings about the evil of the internet and the free internet, and the CEO spouting about safety and security. These buzzwords usually work pretty well. And then they go into what will the internet look like in 2010. And I want to get Nick Bedich's take on this. Do we have him? Okay. I want to go to... let me start over a minute because I'm about to go into a live video transmission here in just a moment. This will be on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv. Viewers can watch it live right now. But it's kind of the start of a new show in a way. We do a couple hours live every day of live internet streaming of video of me in studio, so I can show you documents, video clips. Sometimes we have guests in studio. I have Freeman back in studio on Friday. But I wanted to properly introduce Dr. Nick Bedich here in just a moment. We now go to Dr. Nick Begich. Dr. Nick Begich serves as executive director of the Lay Institute of Technology, Inc., a Texas nonprofit corporation. He's also the publisher and co-author of Earth Pulse Press, Incorporated, an Alaskan-based organization. Dr. Begich is the eldest son of the late United States Congressman from Alaska, Nick Begich Sr., and political activist Peggy Begich. He is well-known in Alaska for his own political activities. He has twice been elected president of both the Alaska Federation of Teachers and the Anchorage Council of Education. He has been pursuing independent research in the sciences and politics for most of his adult life. Begich received his doctorate in traditional medicine from the Open International University of Complementary Medicines in 94. He co-authored with Gene Manning the book Angels Don't Play This Harp. Advances in Tesla technology. Begich also authored Earth Pulse 1 and 2 with the late James Roderick. He has published articles in science, politics, and education, and is a well-known lecturer, having presented throughout the United States and in 19 countries, including to the European Parliament. He has been featured as a guest on thousands of radio broadcasts, reporting his research activities, including new technologies, health and earth science-related issues. He has also appeared on dozens of television documentaries and other programs throughout the world, including BBC and CBC TV, Telemundo. And I would add, he's one of the leading experts on patents and declassified information on mind control, weather manipulation, bioweapons, chemical weapons, surveillance that is admitted but not known, not generally known, so for all intents and purposes, secret, because people are not aware of it. So I want to talk to him on about a host of issues in the next hour and 35, 40 minutes that we have him for. Really honored to be talking to him. But I did find the story today, it's up on Infowars.com from Reality Check, and did go and confirm that the big ISPs in Canada are going to go ahead and go to Internet 2 in the next few months. They're going to try it, and I wanted to get, because I know you've been on top of this, to talk about the multi-pronged attack on the Internet that is now happening. Time Warner's doing this in some towns in Texas, and I wanted to get your expert take on that as a technologist, on what we're facing, A, and how you think we should counter it, Dr. Begich.
Well, you know, the Internet itself has been, when it first started, you know, everybody was sort of non-commercial. You know, it was all about geeks and high technology, and eventually it became, you know, big commercial enterprise. I mean, when you really think about it, from a globalist perspective, it's always been about markets and building patterns and incomes. And when you start to look at what they've amassed. The biggest issue with the Internet is personal privacy, which is still not adequately guarded, in my view. You know, when you think about all of the data banks surrounding our lives today, you know, it used to be that the doorway to your home was the threshold to your privacy, and today it's really a digital doorway. And so when you talk about the Internet, it's more than just the commercial aspects, and certainly making money on the Internet has been, in the way of tracking data has been one thing, but the data itself is valuable. When you can look at a person's profile, when you start to look at millions and millions of people's activity and then their political persuasions, sort of their background, you can really refine. Profiling becomes an art form of unbelievable predictability. And so then you start to look at manipulation of that data, and this is where targeted advertising comes into play on an unprecedented scale. Virtually being able to identify candidates, political issues, products that you're going to say yes to most likely, and then that you become the target of that advertising.
And it's tying the entire world population into an NSA snooping grid so they can build detailed psychological algorithms and truly know your heart of hearts. It's much worse than physically surveilling you. It surveils your most innermost secrets, and it's also done in the comfort of your own home with our evolutionary development for feeling like we have privacy in our cave, truly scanning. And I'm not getting into an evolution debate.
Yep.
I mean, you know, our development as humans, just absolutely amazing. But I first, we're about to break, want to get your take on their attempts to come in and regulate it and shut it down now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you look at the military side of it, it's already been moved aside. You know, you got to go. They have their own sort of search networks, kind of excluded from the what most people deal with. The research sites are getting pressed down as well, where there's less and less access. And that whole constraining of data is really working against modern democracy in this century.
Okay, Doc, I want to skip the break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and people listening on the Internet. For everybody else, if you're listening on another stream, you'll miss the next 4 minutes. If not, go to Infowars.com and click on the Listen Live button. You'll be able to hear us talk. I'm going to skip some of these breaks so that we don't waste time with Dr. Nick Baggage. We'll continue discussing everything with him right now.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 22, 2008. Gold opened at $968.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $996.03, $490.45 for half ounce, and $245.23 for quarter ounce. That's $996.03, $490.45, and $245.23.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Baggage is giving us a general lecture on some of the history of the Internet, how it gave rise to a huge researching community, how now the government doesn't want to declassify anything because that information can now be shared and actually damage them, whether they could declassify 20 years ago, evidence about staging Gulf of Tonkin, nobody could share it. You had a few little research communities that knew about it, and they could never get on television or the radio. Now that's all been shattered. They have to shut down the web. Dr. Begich, I don't see any choice. They've tried to put out a bunch of background chatter. The Pentagon's admitted for the last 5 years they're engaging in propaganda in the U.S. and worldwide, quote, countering disinfo on the web. Now Wikipedia engages in all sorts of lies and disinfo, and is now very disreputable. I mean, a few years ago they were a little bit better, but still questionable. So we're just seeing a lot of dirty tricks, but now they're saying, look, we're just going to not let you have free access to the web, and we're going to block out millions of websites and only let you go to a few thousand corporate sites, which sounds like a lot of choices, but really isn't. Dr. Begich?
This is exactly the wrong direction. And, you know, when you look at telecommunications law and sort of how it's evolved, it's really, you know, once again, you can't look at any of these things in a vacuum. And I know you and your audience don't do that. You look at the whole picture and you start to see a very finely woven carpet that works against the average person, works against individual sovereignty. And the Internet represents individual sovereignty in the 21st century. Our technologies of this century have the potential to enslave us or absolutely free us to some incredible possibilities, the kind of possibilities that I think were envisioned a couple hundred years ago.
I'm glad you always make that point. I'm glad you always make that point, Utter Baggage, because it isn't just that we don't want tyranny. No, we want all the incredible, unimaginable dividends of true liberty. Go back to your founding father comment.
Well, you know, and when you look back on that, you know, it was about being creative, being an individual, being able to take to your highest potentials with a government that didn't interfere with that. In fact, supported that possibility. And the government we've got today works against us. It comes at us in a way that never before in the history of this country have we lived through a period such as this, where people are really asleep at the switch in a lot of ways, mostly because we're all fatigued, you know, where everybody's working a couple of jobs, trying to stay ahead. And the reality is, that is the first step in what has reshaped so much of what's around us. And when you look at the technologies that are available to us, the Internet, where we're starting this conversation today, you know, what have we gotten from that? Well, a community that actually can communicate in the scientific world, not through the controls of that world. You know, science is controlled as well. A lot of people don't realize it, but it's the academic institutions that become the switching center for what gets validated and what gets set on the shelf till 50 years later everybody dies with their dissertations, and so new ideas can come
forward.
And
that's predominantly done with funding, and 90-plus percent of research funding is funded by the federal government and DARPA.
Right, and the military. You know, then what happens is they fund all these projects, and then if someone gets a little bit too out there in terms of talking to the public, they sideline them and deny they ever participated. You know, it's what happened with Ben Eastland with his work on the HARP project initially. You know, they disavow him after the fact, and he passed away just a few months ago. And in fact, I'm doing an interview with Wired Magazine on HARP in the next couple of days, and his family sent me up the letterhead documents from APTI and from ARCO supporting the fact that he actually set this program up, something the military denies, you know, to this day, which is remarkable, you know, when you start to think about it, because that is the approach they've taken, is they initiate all this activity, then deny it until you extract it from them. A good friend of mine's dad was a U.S. Supreme Court justice, and he was trained as an attorney. And what the guy told me one time is he said, you never concede a point. You make them extract it from you. And that's how the government operates today. Instead of giving you information, it's about withholding information from the public so the public doesn't get a chance to weigh in on the very important decisions that are affecting us right now and will affect us far into the future. And it's, you know, I think when you start to look at that whole panorama of technology, you can go, oh, we don't need any of this. But the fact is we have it. It's going to be here. We need to make sure it serves our interests, and that's what is not happening. That's why, you know, when you start to look at the ineffectiveness of our Congress today and why it's in the toilet, I mean, its ratings are lower than the president's right now, and it's because of their ineffectiveness at safeguarding an economy, working in the interest of the common person. They're so detached, so distant, and then the technologies we have are being turned against us when they ought to be turned into a situation where we're solving our problems. I mean, think about the energy nonsense crisis, so-called crisis we're in, totally unavoidable on the backdrop of American technology.
We're going to come back with Dr. Nick Begich after this quick three-minute break and get into the energy non-crisis. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me.
I know we've got a lot of people holding, a lot of phone calls. I'm going to get your call before this hour's out with Dr. Nick Begich. He'll be with us into the next hour. You can bring up any issue or topic with him. He is a scientist who has a lot of basic general knowledge across many different disciplines. Dr. Begich, continuing with what we were talking about, I don't think the average person realizes how managed our society is or how managed major technological movements or rollouts truly are, and the fact that there is giant oil reserves in the Gulf and Alaska and all over the world. The oil companies have decided not to remove it, that they're artificially keeping prices up. And they love to blame it on the Arabs. Well, yeah, they're part of it, but it's part of the same elite. just like the oil companies are part of it, buying up refineries and closing them. But that's only one small area, as you know. Then there's all these other incredibly advanced technologies that are decades and decades old that they could have put into place. And government then only offers incentives for a few of these late in the game so they can control those developments. And now they've got their global greenhouse tax fraud, which is meant to bring in a new dark age of control. I want to get your response to that. But please continue walking through what you were beginning to get into about just how technologically hamstrung and held back we are by these vested interests.
Right. You know, let me talk about oil and gas as a starting point, because that's in everybody's mind right now. And Alaska is, the Arctic actually holds 25% of all of the undiscovered oil and gas is what they estimate. And Alaska actually has, in proven and probable reserves, tens of thousands of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. Let me say that again. Tens of thousands of trillions of cubic feet of natural gas. Prudhoe Bay, which everybody talks about, is just one small dot of sand on the beach of oil and gas in Alaska and the Arctic. And the reality is, it's been held hostage. They've had the rights to develop it since 1969 and have failed to bring it into production. The existing oil pipeline is running at 40% of its capacity, of its design capacity, not for a shortage of oil, but a shortage of a willingness to put our oil, domestic oil, through our pipeline.
Yeah, let's be clear. We're not even talking about new pipelines to add 60%
right.
more to the West Coast. That's paying on average $5 a gallon now, national average about $4.20.
Right.
And this is a scientific, undebatable fact, and there's a lot of evidence that your father was killed for trying
right.
to bring this oil in as well.
That's right. And the other part of it is because of that empty capacity in the existing pipeline, you could put in within 2 years or even less, if it was an important enough issue, a liquefaction plant on the North Slope, and you could liquefy natural gas and have it go all the way through that pipeline along with that oil, have it separated at Valdez and be putting on tankers within 2 years rather than 10 or 15 in the way it's being pushed forward today. The fact, no one's asking these questions. You know, when Dad was in the Congress in the early 70s, he was that was a time where the oil embargo was about to take shape in 73. The pipeline was on the drawing boards in terms of building the oil pipeline in Alaska, and they couldn't build it until they had a settlement of the indigenous issues here. So they made an attempt at that with the Native Land Claims Settlement Act, the biggest in the history of the United States.
And you've been one of the elected leaders of the tribes as well, so you're involved in that.
Well, I've been a tribal administrator, which is not an elected, but I did work directly for the chief and council.
Well, your brother is a mayor of a major city.
That's right, and he's also a candidate against Senator Ted Stevens in this year's elections up here.
Who, by the way, is the architect of trying with one fell swoop to kill the Internet with ending
right.
net neutrality.
Right, and he was on the Technology and Science Committee and referred to the Internet as a tubes and pipes. I mean, this is a guy making the decisions that doesn't even understand the technology. Brother Mark actually is leading him in the polls right now and has raised about $1.25 million for his election in the first 4 months of his campaign.
You know,
so
I don't say this. I don't say this jokingly, and I know it's serious to you because it's your brother. He better be real careful and not fly on any private planes.
Well, you know, it's Mark is he is careful, and hopefully things will go smoothly, and he'll win this election, get into Washington, and you know, and on technology issues, it'll
well, you
be
know, Stevens is like a mob boss, so.
Oh, yeah. We've got, you know, the IRS and the FBI raided his home here not too many months ago. His son has been named in a couple of criminal investigations. Several legislators are now in federal prison in California and Oregon. In fact, the guy I ran against in 2004 and had asserted he was corrupted by oil is actually in jail for oil corruption today and serving 5 years for that and another year for lying to the judge for perjury. You know, and this thing, what's happening here that people are not seeing in the mainstream media is this is our opportunity. We're talking about the National Treasury. They are leasing the offshore resources right now like it's a fire sale. I mean, for pennies on the dollar. And there's enough money in these natural resources that we, you and I, all own in common in this country. They're the public's resources that we lease to multinational companies to retire the national debt.
Now, Dr. Begich, I want you to go over all that evidence because your family's all involved in politics there and you've studied it and your dad was a congressman. I've studied the situation and what you're saying is accurate. I want listeners to know that. But for those that don't understand, they have the image that five guys with beards and sandals have stopped drilling off the shore of Alaska, off the shore of California, that five guys in sandals stopped drilling in the Gulf. That is their front. The big banks, right. The big oil companies use environmentalists as yep. their front. Meanwhile, the big corporations engage in cross-species, chimeras, seriously dangerous to the planet, all sorts of toxic waste dumping. You know, you're a progressive. We're talking about there's real environmentalism and then right. there's fake environmentalism.
Yep. I'll tell you the story on that, Alex. You'll appreciate this. Back in after the native land claims, it had a section of it because Dad got him to override the chairman, Mo Udall, on this bill and got it passed. And then subsequently the pipeline passed. In fact, it was a tie vote in the Senate, 50-50, and Agnew broke the tie to get us an oil pipeline in the first place. And what they did is afterwards, D2 was a section of Alaska law that said they were going to set up parks and preserves. So Carter comes in, he does this major survey in the 70s, and they decide that we have 32 of the 33 strategic minerals that the country needs absolutely for our economy and our military in mineable quantities, in fact, world-class quantities. A lot of people don't know this, but we have the largest molybdenum deposit in the world. It's not even being worked. It's sitting at Tidewater. We have 600-foot coal seams on the coastline that
gold.
Are available, that are low sulfur. Tremendous resources.
Gold?
All through the state. Gold, silver, platinum, tin, everything.
It's a veritable and South Africa.
It is unbelievable. It dwarfs South Africa, as a matter of fact, because landmass-wise, take a look at what Alaska represents. In terms of fisheries, we're the largest fishery left on the planet, and most of it being taken by foreign fleets. The fact is, Alaska is a treasure house that is the potential of turning this country's economic situation around, because these are natural resources held in common, an application of technology. We can do today earth-penetrating tomography. We can look several miles deep into the Earth's crust and determine all of the mineral deposits and all of the oil and gas deposits with 99.9% accuracy.
Well, here's an example. Here in Texas, they found a giant oil and gas field from Dallas to Houston.
Right.
And the really big majors have been trying to use environmental groups, other people, to shut down drilling, which has no environmental impact. I mean, they literally create maybe an acre pad and drill it and bring it out completely
yep.
cleanly. And the oil companies have been caught buying up all the oil refineries so that they just can't take it to market. And
right.
that's even been in the Associated Press. So they're busy blaming five hippies wearing sandals. And the five hippies think they're King Kong and go, man, we got power. No, you don't have power. You're being used and scammed
yep.
and laughed at. And so imagine what's going on in Texas, which has a fraction of what Alaska has.
Right.
I mean, the oil price could be cut in half tomorrow.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is what happened in D2, all the environmental groups got all enamored because the Rockefeller Foundation and all these foundations, these industrialist foundations, were giving them money. And they couldn't figure it out. Well, when they locked all this land, what they did is once they surveyed all this, they locked a big portion of it up in parks and preserves, so you couldn't mine it except under one condition. See, it was open to you and me. As American citizens, we could go out and make a discovery and stake that claim and have the ownership of those mineral rights. We could go to patent if it was federal land, and if it was state, you could go to lease. But you had that right. When they locked up this federal land in this way, the only time it'll ever be available is in a national crisis, and then the multinationals will be invited in because they're the only ones that can mobilize. And then the real environmentalists, the ones who are concerned about a legitimate way of approaching development, all of a sudden all that goes out the window because it's an emergency.
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's be clear.
Is a multinational.
Five guys in sandals, Earth first. You run nothing. You're a joke. You're funded by the globalists. I know you won't admit that. Losing's too important for you. Being scammed is always the object of, you know, being a chump, but I'm giving you the facts here, and Dr. Begich is giving you the facts, and they pretty clearly killed his dad over all this trying to bring out the facts. Understand, this belonged to the American people, and it was stolen, just like they find giant clean-burning coal deposits enough to run the whole U.S. for 200 years in Utah, and Bill Clinton
right.
says off-limits, and then they mine dirty coal in Texas, lignite, and then dump
right.
it in the plants and spew mercury and take the environmental rules off so they can burn mercury-filled coal. And the environmentalists dance around loving that, too. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. Yeah, we have anthracite here, which is very clean burning. In fact, we used to fuel, during World War One, Alaskan coal fueled the Pacific Fleet. A lot of people don't know this. They shut them all down after the war was over. Copper, Alaska has, and there'll be a story to tell on this someday, but Alaska has huge deposits of copper. The Guggenheim family, when they owned all the copper in the country back during the 1870s and on, they owned all of it in Colorado, then they owned everything in Alaska, then they owned everything in Chile. They had a worldwide monopoly with J.P. Morgan up here. And what they left behind, because they left Alaska after not mining out the copper, it's just that labor was so much cheaper in Latin America. There were only 30,000 people living in Alaska 100 years ago when they discovered copper. And yet the copper deposit that was being mined at Kennecott was with five, on a ratio of 15 times what they would mine per person in Montana. In other words, the copper ore was so rich at Kennecott that 15 times as much money was produced per person. They had an unbelievable discovery. Well, they left it. They left the buildings, the everything, the machinery, pulled up the railroad and went to Chile because Chile had a million people that had their own agricultural base and they could pay them peanuts. And Alaskan labor was expensive in those days. And, you know, I mean, an egg cost 100 years ago a buck. You talk about an egg costing money today, it was a dollar during the gold rush era. But, you know, the thing about all of this is when you start to look at the national resources and you look at, I'll give you another example.
It's all been locked away through phony conservation. And it's all, you know,
it's like a safety deposit box for the multinationals. They get to break it out later when the price is high enough. You know why oil is so high is because the alternatives are about to come in, and the oil industry is getting as much money together in the big pile as they can because they're going to own that industry. Whatever those alternatives are, they're going to be in such a heavy cash position, you know, buy out whoever's in the game. And that is the reason I believe they're capitalizing right now. They want to own the energy industry, whatever that looks like in the 21st century, and make sure you're stuck on a meter when the 21st century should offer us the opposite, and it does, where we shouldn't have any meters and we ought to be totally independent in our households with energy and our businesses with energy, with the technology.
Well, I want to hear about some of those advanced technologies that they're suppressing and that they plan to own, and you're absolutely right with your research, and I know you can elaborate and teach us a lot. But this is economic warfare. They have built a society, especially in the United States and Western Europe, completely dependent on fossil fuels, with these sprawling cities and rural areas where you have to have the car. They have strategically blocked the development of other fuels and other energy platforms. And then now, as you said, they're not just getting a pile of money for investment. They state that they are now literally waging war on the population and are squeezing the middle class into extinction and transferring masses of the wealth to themselves in a predatory fashion to pre-position themselves in the 21st century to fully build a corporate control grid, police state system that they call their New World Order.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think when you look at the interlocking boards of directors in these corporations, when you start to analyze the relationships politically on a national and a state level, and you watch how that whole machine operates. You know, if people fully had disclosure, and we work with unclassified materials and put together the picture pretty clearly, but if people had full disclosure of things that are truly not national secrets but are national embarrassments, we would be changing this government out in a dramatic way. And not to say that it should be violent or anything like that, but the fact of the matter is, the truth of what has happened, and this is why the technology is so threatening to this establishment, because they recognize that, you know, when people hear and they feel the pain of the results of this truth, which is fear of your loss of your pension, your Social Security, worry about your money in the bank and your money markets that could collapse, and your
and you find and out it was all done predatorily by design, you're going to get mad. So they preemptively have a police state surveillance grid in place. We've got a break, but before we break, finish up the point we're making. But I want to get into the fraud of the global carbon tax. But go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, that's another, you know, that whole issue. The technology on the sciences, I mean, simple things, on the models taught in business school are make sure you get the customer coming back. So they don't want you independent in energy where you buy something and it lasts for 20 years and provides all your power. They want something that you have to go get a meter and plug into. This is why Tesla never got his free power grid on the planet, because J.P. Morgan, the same guy that financed the monopolies of almost every monopolist at the last part of the last century, you know, all of that was about control. And
well, the new solar systems that the cities are paying for, that the feds are paying, you know, subsidizing a discount for you to get, hook into the grid.
Right.
And then,
I'll give you an example. My brother Mark is mayor of Anchorage. They have a municipal light and power. They bought gas rights from Shell Oil. They bought them out at the Cook Inlet gas field they own. So the city bought the gas rights for $1.40 per 1,000 cubic feet. And what is it today? You know, $13? And so the ratepayers are paying this incredibly good rate in the municipality of Anchorage for power, 7 cents, I think, a kilowatt hour, on natural gas.
You're paying
To buy it.
You're paying 1/13 of what everybody else pays, and the media calls that subsidized. No, that's what it really cost.
Yeah, that's actually what it costs, and the city was smart enough to buy those rights in a commercial market. You know, he wanted to look into selling them, right? He wanted to sell them into the marketplace, because then he could retire all the debt for the city, you know, because it's gone up in value so much, and have a debt-free city. And their utilities commission won't let them do it because the ratepayers will pay too much, which I can understand too, but, you know, it's on balance. It's an interesting mix, but the potential...
Here we go. We're going to skip the break. Here we go.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Dr. Dick Begich is our guest. The website's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links up on InfoWars.com to his websites. You can go to earthpulse.com. That's earthpulse.com. And he has some others as well. We carry quite a few of his books and videos at InfoWars.com. So be sure and check those out on the online video and bookstore. Your calls when we start the next hour, we're going directly to all of you that are holding patiently. Mason, Rusty, James, Paige, JD, thank you for holding. We're going to get to you. During the behind the scenes, for folks listening on the InfoWars.com streams, I brought up global warming. Obviously, it's been every angle of science. The hoax is hundreds of thousands of scientists say it's not man-made, that it's natural. And then they've got a few hundred the UN hired who are quacks that say it is man-made. And we were just going over that. Now, are there real environmental things? Absolutely. Are we in a lot of trouble? Absolutely. But the globalists are just offering you a tax that will actually increase greenhouse emissions, even if you capitulate and believe the fraud that it's man-driven, when the UN's own report says 6% of the greenhouse greenhouse gas emissions are 6% of the increase in temperature. But, Doctor, you were talking about why they're doing this, coming in, trying to block a renaissance, an excuse to bring us into a new technological dark age.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is about. You know, the fact that they want to keep us dependent until the last drop is drug out. But more than that, it's the wealth transfer. It's the markets that are seen as 6.3 billion people try and catch up with what America has built. And for that to happen, America has to lose. We have to be decapitalized. The money has to go out of this country to somewhere else.
So they won't catch up. We're going to be lowered down to their level.
Yep.
And they even say that on NPR, like it's wonderful.
And the fact that, you know, what we saw here, you know, people don't realize, like, the coming banking crisis, which we haven't seen the beginnings of yet. And here in Alaska, when oil went the other way, when it was like $8, $9 a barrel in the mid-80s, people don't remember it. It took a big drop. Well, here in Alaska, one in three banks failed. One in three went out of business. One in 10 homes went into foreclosures. The bankruptcies were off the charts. And when we saw that happen here and what it did, and then the roll-up, because businesses have been here 50, 60 years, were caught in that trap. As housing developers defaulted and contractors defaulted and their subcontractors defaulted and then their employees defaulted, and people fell all around us. And that has not yet happened to the country for the opposite reasons, because oil now is, you know, $130, $140 a barrel. That impacts. We are all countercyclic. Alaska is an oil state. So when oil's high, our state thrives. When oil's low, we suffer greatly because 85% of our revenue stream is oil-driven. And when you start to look at the national resources that are being auctioned off today, in the case of one of the big ones that just went off in northwest Alaska off the coast, that auction brought $2.5 billion today at oil at $140 a barrel. Prudhoe Bay, with one-tenth of the projected reserves, brought in $1 billion when oil was $3 back in 1969.
Okay, Doc, now, stay there. I want to finish up with that when we come back. We're about to start the fourth hour. We're going to go to your calls, but stay there. Before we end this hour, I want to encourage everybody to go to InfoWars.com, link through on the bookstore and video store shopping cart, get the DVD. Angels Still Don't Play This Harp, a DVD, the latest info on harp. Also, we have his mind control video, his energy video, books. We've got all his best stuff at InfoWars.com. This is important material that needs to be seen by everybody, so please go to InfoWars.com and get Angels Still Don't Play This Harp. You've read the book. A lot of you will get the video. It's powerful stuff. Get the mind control video as well, where he goes over all the admissions of what they've gotten. Later, I want to speak some about that. Also want to get from Dr. Nick Begich his take on where the economy's going and how bad he thinks it will really get. But first, we're going to take about 30 minutes of your phone calls when we get back in just 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved